The world's leading violin dealer, Dietmar Machold, is on trial for fraud. He's been accused of using the same violins as collateral for different loans. It's a multi-million dollar case because the violins, particularly the most famous make, Stradivarius, are so highly prized. So why should that be so? Well, Tasmin Little is a concert violinist and professor at the Royal Academy of Music. Now, before we hear from her, let's hear her play. In a minute, we'll hear her on a Stradivarius. First, though, let's hear her play on her own violin. It's a Giovanni Battista Guadagnini, forgive the pronunciation. It was made in 1757, and it sounds like this. Really quite beautiful. Well, by comparison, let's hear what the Regent Stradivarius, which she has on loan, and it was made a little bit earlier in 1708. Let's see how different it sounds. Here it is. Well, Professor Tasmin Little is here in the studio. Good morning. And actually, I mean, both of those sound so beautiful.
Well, they are both beautiful instruments. I mean, they are very much top-of-the-range instruments, so they both will sound stunning. I suppose it's difficult to tell on just such a short extract.
Oh, I think you can. Even a sort of dull ear like mine can hear the difference between them. It's quite hard to say which one. I mean, would you automatically point to the Stradivarius, that second one, which is slightly more... I thought there was more reverb on it, is the way I would,
yes.
I would rather clumsily describe it.
No, it's not clumsy at all. I think that's absolutely right. And I think one of the reasons why people enjoy playing instruments like Stradivarius is because the upper timbre are more prominent. And that's one of the reasons why they have great carrying power. So, for instance, as a soloist, I'm interested in being heard in a big concert hall when I've got 80 people in an orchestra playing behind me. So it's very important that I can project. And a Stradivarius will make that job that much more pleasurable and easy for me.
It's that much different from any other make?
Well, there are two most famous and great makers. Stradivari is the most famous, but also there is Guarneri del Gesù, who is also very favoured by top soloists. Perhaps the instruments are more mellow in sound, but certainly there is nothing to beat Stradivarius because they are just really the top of the range instruments. And I'm very, very fortunate to have this instrument on loan from the Royal Academy of Music. It's a spectacular instrument. It's also beautiful to look at, sort of chocolate brown colour.
What is it about the way that it's made that makes the difference in the sound?
Well, that's the billion-dollar question, isn't it? And it's one that has foxed people for centuries. People have come up with all sorts of explanations. There are a few, such as at the point when Stradivarius was choosing his wood, there'd been a particularly cold spell of temperature, and the trees had grown very slowly and therefore with more density. So that's one particular possibility. Apparently he used to go into forests and tap on the trees and listen to how reverberant they were, and according to the results he would chop them down or not.
So it's, but I mean, presumably other people were making violins at the same time with the same wood that was that grew at cold times.
Well, that's right. I have actually been to look at his workshop and seen some of the tools that he used. And I think maybe one of the explanations is that he was very innovative. He didn't just find one idea and stick with it. He was permanently trying different things, which is why actually there are some Strads that are not the very best. And there are some Strads which are absolutely incredible and simply cannot be bettered.
Okay. Just put a price tag on a Strad for us, will you?
Oh, I couldn't possibly do that.
Oh, go on, but we're talking humongous sums, and from the sounds of it, it's worth it.
Well, they can fetch very large sums indeed, but at the end of the day, it's really the value is in the sound that they produce.
Elegantly sidestepped. Professor Tasmin Little, thank you.